Sky Radio in the afternoon. One song has dominated over the last few weeks, and they're Irish. This is Robbie G, Jazzy on the vocals. Make Me Feel Good sits on this Thursday number 3 in the charts. Tomorrow, they could be the first Irish number 1 single since Dermot Kennedy. And before Dermot Kennedy, Jesus, we have to go years back. This could be huge. Possibly one of the biggest dance songs, and bear with me here. Possibly one of the biggest dance songs produced by Irish since Maniac 2000.
Bold claim.
But the figures might back me up on this. What has it been like for the two lads to join us? Bissett, Robbie G, summary please.
It's absolutely been manic the last couple of weeks, but we are saying that we've been working so hard for so long that we kind of nearly expected something like this to happen.
That must be a great place to be in, to kind of have that feeling of, okay, yeah, it's going to come together. So when you realise then, just even starting off with the kind of the TikTok viral nature of it, tell me about that moment that you realise, okay, yeah, this is coming together now very nicely.
It's funny that you say that, the way we were both looking at each other and saying, look, this is going to happen at some point. It was only literally about a month or 2 months before. It was just before Christmas, like, and we were in the studio and it was just something different. There was a different feeling when we got in the studio, the music we were making, like the vibe that was going on. It was just like we knew something was different, something was coming. And then literally we had Christmas, we took a few days off Christmas, and then come New Year's, it went viral overnight on New Year's, and from literally New Year's Day, it just absolutely skyrocketed, and everything's just been absolute manic since then.
What was it on New Year's Eve that set off it being viral, and what said to you, this has really taken off? What did you notice first to go, oh my God, what's happening here?
I think it was the trend. I think it was like where the girls were kind of like
the glow up trend.
Yeah,
so it's like girls were basically getting ready to go out on New Year's, like, and I think they all just, like, it just so happened that, like, every girl in Europe used this song on New Year's Eve, like, and it just blew up from there, like it was mad, it's absolute madness.
Progressing from there then, and looking at the chart success, which is obviously, you know, still hugely important, the feeling of seeing your name ahead of the likes, or in the company of Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift and Adele in that those top 10 and top 5s even, like, what does that feel like?
It feels crazy. Like, we're speechless. Like, we're just... It's actually unbelievable. We look at the chart and just can't believe it. That's the only way we can put it, to be honest.
Like, we are really happy about it, but at the same time, we try not to kind of look into it too much, and we try not to get too overwhelmed by it, because obviously it is our first time in the charts and we're going up against professionals here, do you know what I mean? People who literally, like, release to get to these spots and fight for them spots. So we just really appreciate the fact that we're in that position now, and we are fighting the big guns, you know, and our goal is long term. Our goal is to be in there regularly, do you know what I mean? It's not like we just wanted to be a one-hit wonder. Like, we have so much tools in the belt that we're gonna just literally go full steam ahead this year and next year, and see how far we can go. You know, we're not trying to stay in some bracket here. So yeah, we're just looking forward to the future. Looking forward to what's to come.
That's Robbie G. Bissett there as well. Jazzy on the vocals. The track is Belters Only. Make Me Feel Good. Their biggest competition tomorrow is Lost Frequencies' Callum Scott, Where Are You Now, which is around the charts. Sitting on the charts 21 weeks. So that's what? Just over 5 months. And then you have We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto. They're sitting 3 from Friday gone by. In a great position to be an Irish number one tomorrow. Let's play the song first so you know what we're talking about. And then hear more from the lads.
I was in the club.
Foghorns, please. Go on to lads. Text that says,
give me your love.
Shut up, Dave. Nothing compares to Maniac 2000. Song, I wasn't trying to compare the two. I was just saying, this could be the biggest dance track since Maniac 2000. Is that a comparison? Maybe it is. It could be taken that way. But I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just stating facts. Do you not like facts? Vanilla?
Are you anti-facts, is what I'm wondering.
Do you have a fax machine in the house? The boys are not short of confidence. And I wanted to speak about that.
it was said at the start of this interview, you knew this was going to happen. And that can be confused for cockiness, not confidence. But what gives you that confidence to know that this was a moment that was going to happen? That we'd be chatting, that you'd be doing gigs all across the country, the UK and further afield?
Well, just because we've sacrificed so much, like, through the last 10 years or something of our music life, like, so I think we deserve it, to be honest. That's why we deserve to say that we knew something like this was going to happen, so...
Yeah.
It's not about cockiness, it's just about pure belief and faith that we knew what we had was going to be unreal.
What a lot of people don't see is, they just see the DJ, like, they just see people thinking it's, like, so easy to just get up there and jump on a set of decks and play music and look like you're the man. But, like, what we do is, like, with the producer side of things, it's like anything, it takes years and years to perfect. And it takes, being a producer at a young age and being a DJ at a young age, you sacrifice a lot of your personal time, your family time. Like you have to put a lot of hours into this in order to be good and to be rated. And we knew that from a young age. Like, and like when we came together, we both had this exact same vision. We both knew who we were supposed to be. We both believe what we can achieve together. And that's a big, big factor. And that's just, I think it boils down to belief, to be honest. Just once we believe we can do it, we can do it. And
that's
that, you know what I mean?
We'll know about 3 o'clock tomorrow if the boys have made it. Belters Only. Robbie G, Bissett, Jazzy on the vocals. Make Me Feel Good is the track. Exciting times, and they've had exciting months behind them and in front of them. We hope so.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.